I just felt compelled to go out there because if my government was not going to do anything, I was going to go out there and at least show support. I've seen the world for what it is. Like, I know what humans are capable of. There needs to be more pressure to bring an end to the conflict there. I was appalled and horrified by the images coming out of Syria and Iraq from the hands of ISIS. Just for the fact I went out there and helped these people. These people, they're not on the terrorist list. They have no interest whatsoever doing any of these kind of things. Like, they're pro-UK, they're pro-US. The city was half taken by ISIS. They had launched a counter-attack against the city itself. I'd been there for about 2 weeks. The night after we left, the position we were at, it got attacked by 2 car bombs. Our commander and 4 other people got killed. Like, these guys love the West, and for them to brand me as a terrorist coming back makes me kind of think that they don't really want them as an ally. I thought since it was in the grey area, like, I'd probably get interviewed, and I looked into the other guys that were returning, and they all got interviewed, so I presumed it may be all right in a grey spot, but I knew I wouldn't be committing any, like, terrorist offences. If I had to go back and I knew I was going to be arrested, I probably still would have went out there, because at the end of the day, innocent people are being killed, murdered, raped, sold in slavery. In the end, we're all human beings and we need to stick together.